The Quality Migrant Admission Scheme is a programme designed to attract top-notch talent to Hong Kong. And as you can see from the links that I've appended to the post in this answer, I don't have a particularly high opinion of the programme, because it's just way too uncertain, and you've no idea against whom you're competing or what the likelihood of success is when all is said and done. That and the fact that it takes about 12 months to go through the formal consideration exercise, and only 27% of all applications ever get approved, and 77% of those go to mainland Chinese talents. So, as I say, not much visibility on the programme, and a great deal of uncertainty as to what the eventual outcome is going to be. So, yeah, even though you've got what would appear to be a couple of years left on your current employment visa, and you're thinking about changing employers and therefore chasing the idea of a QMAS approval to give you, in a sense, carte blanche ability to work for anybody or join in the business without too much more of an ado, the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme is just too uncertain to represent any kind of solid determination of how your immigration situation can be rectified without recourse to ongoing employment visa sponsorship in the future. So no, I wouldn't recommend going for a QMAS application at all. So the trick for you then is, if you're presently working for your current employer and you decide that you want to switch employments, then you need to make an application to the Immigration Department to change your sponsorship from your current employer through to that new employer. And in the context of that situation, you need to pass the Employment Visa Approvability Test, which is, for all practical purposes, the same challenge that you faced when you got your first employment visa approved. And it's absolutely worth mentioning here that employment visa approvals are not transferable. So when you stop working for your current employer and you determine to go work for a future employer, irrespective of the fact that your current employer is, in a sense, is prepared to play ball with you and approach the Immigration Department with a set of representations that aren't 100% true, which is not recommended because it is a criminal offence to lie to the Immigration Department, the fact that the employer might be prepared to play ball with you doesn't make it lawful, or indeed for any future employer and indeed yourself, lawful to be engaging in any other activity, paid or unpaid, if it's not for your original employment visa sponsor. So, yeah, neither of the two tacks that you've intimated you might be open to pursuing are not recommended. The thing that you need to do is, if you stop working for your current employer, locate a new job offer, get that new employer to sponsor you, go through the change of sponsorship application, have the employment visa approvability test applied to that new situation. If it's a like-for-like employment, for all practical purposes, you can expect that you'll get approved, and you'll remain compliant for immigration purposes all throughout. Okay, I hope you find this helpful.